Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another week of the Human Podcast. We might not be here next week. I have a big fucking weekend. Next weekend it's Cat Festival, then I have a banquet, and then...
If you're in the Springs, my clinic, Cure Free Cats Veterinary Hospital, will have a stand, and I will be attending at Saturday, and I will be a leopard princess.
So come on down, and
we have cat toys and catnip.
And enjoy Cat Fest. I will be buying...
And we have kittens up for adoption.
What if I buy a kitten?
They're a bonded pair. You can't just buy one.
Okay, what if I buy both?
I mean, Newt and Scout would be an interesting addition to our house. Because Newt's a girl kitty, and I don't know... And Mochi did not appreciate the last girl kitty, so I don't know how she'd appreciate a new girl kitty.
It's a kitten. She is a sweet mama.
And Scout is more T-Rex than Chaiti is. And Chaiti's already pretty much a terror. Still, he's three. Got one more year of the T-Rex phase before he should start to chill out.
But, like, would you be upset if I bought, like, another cat?
Of course not.
No, Alex wouldn't.
Uh-uh. It's Mochi's approval that you need to be concerned about.
Mochi, can I get another cat? Try it and I die? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. I'm not going to get another cat. You're my only kitten. Don't you worry. Yep. You're the only cat for me. Until you die and I'm destroyed, and then I have to go buy another kitten just to fill the hole in my heart.
Your next cat will come to you when it is the right time. I can promise you that.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to, like, go, like, right into, you know, like a place you, like, get cats.
Shelter?
I don't know what they're called.
We should go to Happy Cats first, and after that, we should go to Denver Dunn Friends League, and then we'll go to Wild Blue. And then we'll go to the Humane Society, if you still haven't found the right cat.
I'm not going to the Humane Society
first.
Yeah,
fuck them.
They stole my cat.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Fuck those people.
No, they do.
I ain't going to give them any money. There was like $80 for a fucking cat.
No, it was bullshit, and I told them that she was... Okay, basically, a neighbor called me because they had Mochi, and I told them, oh, yeah, she's an indoor-outdoor cat. Leave her alone. She will come home. And then she didn't come home that night, which is not uncommon. Like, it happens occasionally. I wasn't that concerned about it. And then, like, I'm at work, and I get a call, and they're like, hey, we have a cat with a microchip that's registered to your clinic. And so she starts reading off the microchip number, and I'm autistic, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's my cat's microchip number. And so, like, I check it, and I'm like, yeah, that's Mochi's microchip number. And I'm told them, okay, she's fully vaccinated, she's been tested, she's spayed, don't do anything with her. And I'm like, okay, when can I come get her? And I'm like, okay, well, we close at 5. And I'm like, well, I work in Castle Rock, I can't do that. When do you guys open? Well, we don't open until 11. I'm like, okay, that is so outside of my time control with my job. So I had to ask my husband to go pick up the cat. And when they get her, he goes to get her, she's been vaccinated again. And they tested her again, and then they made you pay for it again, which was bullshit, because I told them she was negative and she was up to date on vaccines. So I'm super pissed off about that. Yeah. To this day.
And that's why I'll never give them any fucking money.
And I don't mean to, like, talk shit about Humane Society. It's just that was my one and only experience, and it turned me into a Karen, unfortunately.
Nope. If you fuck around and find out, you will get the venom.
I was a vet tech. I told them all this stuff. There was no reason for them to have done that.
Les Schwab, I have, friends that work at Les Schwab now, and they're like, oh, yeah, we get you taken care of. But, I told them, what happened to you when you went to, Les Schwab Tires. I, am a distributor for them, and, I got her tires. And they charged $300 to mount and balance 4 tires.
I was very confused when I went to the checkout because I knew you told me what the total was, but the guy said that was another total, and I was, like, worried he wouldn't give me the car if I said no.
That's fine. Fuck Les Schwab forever. Anyone that ever asked me where they should get their tires, I'm like, I will turn them the fuck away from Les Schwab.
And I'm sure they took advantage of me because I was a woman.
That's exactly what they did, so fuck them forever. You know, it's like, you know.
It's more like fuck that store. Don't fuck the whole chain.
Fuck the whole chain. All of them. Every single one. If you see a Les Schwab and you see a Discount Tire, go to Discount Tire. They will get you fucking taken care of.
Oh, always Discount Tire. I love them.
Yeah, that, like, Discount Tire, phenomenal. You know?
The location that we go to.
All of them.
Okay, no. So I...
Discount Tire keeps me in fucking business. Go to the fucking Discount Tire. They have, like, time limits that they have to get your car in and out. You know, they you know, crack the whip on those kids.
They've always been really polite, and when I went to be like, my tire got flat, can you fix it? And I'm like, oh, yeah, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they're always, every single one of them is always doing something. They're always busy, but they'll get to you as fast as they possibly can.
I mean, it sucks to not be busy. I hate it when I'm not busy at my clinic. Because then we're all like, eventually you run out of stuff to clean, then it's like, okay, well, we have nothing to do except look on our phones.
So, yeah. Go to Discount Tire, give them all your fucking business. You know, when you go in, say fuck Les Schwab, and you know that's it. You know, like if I take away, you know, a few sales from Les Schwab, good. You know, you come in and take advantage of my fucking wife. I paid it. I'm like, you know, whatever. I sent my wife my credit card. I paid for the tires.
Because I was intimidated.
Yeah.
Which is very easy to do when it comes to me, though.
Like, I go to a place that does not do, like, regular cars, but they, you know, get me taken care of anyway, and I pay, you know, it's $100, and I tip $25. I'm like, there you guys go. Boom. Because they, you know, they're busy doing giant fucking trucks, you know, and I come in with my own tires. I'm like, cool. There. Done. And since it's so close and so convenient, I just do it that way. But, you know, I don't have time to do that for my wife because, like, we're, like, passing ships in the night.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, my God. This year is fucking flying the fuck by.
Good Lord. Okay, I thought last year moved fast. This year, I'm, like, blinking and it's, like, moving forward. And I'm, like, I don't know if I'm happy or if I'm concerned.
That's what happens. You just get older and fucking shit goes faster.
Like, I'm starting to appreciate when, like, seven or eight-year-olds be like, yeah, you're only alive for a very short time. And I'm, like, y'all are not wrong because I'm looking at fucking Greenland sharks and stuff. Although, there's an evolutionary reason why we die soon. And I think I explained that, like, 3 episodes ago, though.
Yeah, so. it'd be miserable to be, like, 200 years old. Like, As a human, yes. Like, there was a movie back in the day called Tuck Everlasting.
Ugh.
Do you know this movie, Courtney?
Yeah, I vaguely remember it, but I have a feeling it annoyed me.
Oh, yeah. It absolutely would. And I'm going to spoil this entire movie.
Oh, fuck. Now I remember. Oh, my God. Wasn't Keira Knightley in there or someone?
I don't remember who the fucking actors were. I just remember the whole fucking premise of the film. And
it was so annoying.
So, like, this family finds, like, the, you know, well of eternal youth. Or, like, a spring of eternal youth.
Yeah.
And they all drink from it. And so they're all immortal, effectively. And, you know, they kind of, like, live a private life because, you know, if you find out someone's immortal, you know, they've been chased out of towns and shit. And, like, this, the main dude, like, the young-looking dude, falls in love with, like, a random chick passing by. And she's about to drink the water, and, like, the dude's like, don't, you know. And, you know, they fall in love. And he eventually tells her, you know, about this, you know, well that makes you immortal. And he's like, you know, meet me here in, like, you know, 50 years because we're going to both be immortal. And so he goes back to that spot and finds her gravestone. She didn't drink the fucking water.
Damn straight. I wouldn't drink it either.
He's like, no.
Okay, so I know a sub story of that. So, like, the girl's, like, dating the dudes who's immortal, and eventually she finds out there's an up. So basically, she finds out that the person she's with, he had one chance to grant immortality with a long term partner, and she's like, oh my God, I will be that person, I'll live with you forever. And the guy's quiet, and then slowly he has to admit, I gave it to my cat. And I'm like, that is how that should be. If I'm immortal,
oh my God,
I want my
what?
Yeah.
Oh no, my God.
No, it's so much better. If I had to grant a thing an immortality to be with me for the rest of my life, of course it would be Goose.
Not me?
Oh,
you just
God.
Make,
oh,
my
oh heart. I'm sorry. Oh, my God, babe. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, babe. I'm so sorry. I'm
you're
so
right.
sorry.
Yeah, fuck my husband.
Babe,
he's
oh,
a,
my God, no. I mean.
I can get dick anywhere. Like, they just walk down the street and they're like, hey,
no,
would you like
I'm
some
so
dick?
Sorry.
I got penis. And he's like,
you
yeah, come on in.
She wouldn't be with Bob or Rob.
Oh, my
She'd
God, babe.
Totally
I'm so sorry.
That,
if I had to choose between
to
you and
someone.
Goose being dropped into a volcano, I would have to choose Goose.
Alex, I would be choosing Alex.
Mm-mm. No, Goose.
No, because honestly, Goose wouldn't have much longer.
Courtney! I have never once said that to you about Daisy. How fucking dare you?
I know, I've been thinking about that a lot lately.
It is, she's an old lady, I'm so
Courtney's
sorry.
Courtney's like just drop kicking Daisy into like a fucking volcano.
No, babe, I'm so sorry. I did. Okay, I love you more than I love chai tea. How about that?
And it's like, she's like grants immortality to her dad. And it's like, hey, dad, you're now immortal. And it's like,
oh God,
like,
my dad would hate that.
He's like,
oh God.
He's like, I'm still paralyzed. It's like, yeah, you're immortal and paralyzed.
Yeah, that's why he's like really. That's why he really went, like, gung-ho on the religion shit. Because he's paralyzed and stuff now.
It's an escapism. It's yeah. an unfortunate one, but it's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was paralyzed, I'd fucking go crazy.
Courtney, you look so nice with bangs.
I know, right, guys?
Do you have, like, a poof
nice
in your hair?
She has bangs and
no.
she has perm.
No, no, I'm talking about the clip.
Oh.
Like, oh, like, yeah. I've got a bun.
Yeah, like a top bun?
Yeah,
top it's like anime-style bun, too, so it, like, slaps.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get a haircut real bad.
I got my hair cut so short that it shouldn't touch the pool no more. No, seriously, because I wanted to get my hair done, and you could clearly see how my hair had been, like, bleached from the pool, and he's just like, I'm going to trim along this line, and I'm like, that's precisely what I want you to do.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I might do, like, a mohawk or something, like, fun.
Babe, you look so much fun with a mohawk. I could get you a skin thing, and you could do a trial and see how much you like it, but you'd have to keep up with the shaving.
Oh, no, I want to keep it. I would, like, the second
Why don't you just send me a picture? We could do ChatGPT of you with a mohawk.
Well, my hair's wet right now. And I have headphones on, so. But, no, I'm, like.
And, Courtney, I'm sorry. All my most recent photos of my husband are just pictures of his ass.
Why are you taking pictures of my ass? Don't do that.
I do that all. Babe, I have a folder of pictures of your ass.
It's like the worst part of me.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Someone like hacks your phone. Like, what the fuck?
No. Seriously. That they will be like, oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with this person?
Yeah, it's the worst.
Married to an autistic person. Every time I'm not poking your butt, I am taking a picture of it.
I'm going to fucking start wearing like boxers around the house.
Don't do that to me.
Like,
I like your butt.
I'm gonna wear like
okay,
like a chastity thing just for my butt.
Okay, that'd be kind of hot.
It would just be like a plate of armor that just like perfectly contours like my
and
butt.
And it has to clink in just the right.
Frequency. Oh no, it'll just be like one like solid fucking piece of metal.
Will there be a cleave?
I don't know what that means.
A cleft.
You're using like old English. You're
I'm
like
so
talking
sorry.
Like in King James Bible fucking.
I'm so
I can't like translate like.
Will there
doth it have a cleave in it?
Okay,
no.
Will there be a valley?
It'll be like.
Will
I
there
will,
be two cherries?
I'm gonna take a balking hammer and just fucking, you know, whack out this fucking thing, and then like put like cloth in it so when it gets like fucking hot, it doesn't burn my fucking buttocks. And then, you know, just like, you know, boom, just like strap it on, like fucking be like a little belt. Like my penis will still be out. It'll be fine. But it's like, you know, if Forrest Gump had this shit in Vietnam, he'd have been fine.
Wait, he did go to Vietnam?
Yes.
I thought he was in World War II.
Vietnam.
Mm. Okay, we'll continue. I only watched it once.
I only watched it once. Yeah, he went to Vietnam.
I thought you watched it and then you watched it again with me.
World War II was like in 1940s.
I did not pay attention to American history.
You should.
Nah, it was depressing and embarrassing. And I was like, I don't need to continue to see why my country was so shit before.
America's awesome. Still is awesome. I love America.
No. America is a dude in the fucking push chair with a burger in his mouth and a flag on the back.
No, America's fucking dudes with beards and bald eagles and explosions and big tits. Hell yeah.
I mean, you have everything except a beard.
I have a beard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a fucking beard. Mm-hmm. Don't make me just start shaving my beard.
Okay, you look like the head of a chested, seven-chested Siamese dog. That's not right.
What the fuck are you talking
about? There is a crested Chinese dog, and that's not all the right words, and that's what your beard looks like.
Chat, can you understand what
the
fuck
he's
talking?
Okay, no, I want you to Google chested Chinese dog.
Okay. Chested Chinese dog.
I mean crested.
You see?
Oh, no, it's a Chinese crested dog. I was right. And I doubted myself. Granted, I don't remember a lot
you
of dog
breeds.
You
said chested, but
I know I was very close. But even Google understood how close I was.
So the fucking, you know, ugly fucking shivery dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what your beard looks like.
I'm gonna start shaving my beard just to annoy you.
No, that would be worse.
I'm gonna shave it into like a little Hitler stash too.
I mean, as long as you keep the mustache. Okay, you can do whatever the fuck you want with your facial hair. I just have judgments, but that should not inhibit you from doing whatever you want.
Oh, like I can make it really bad. I can, you know.
Babe.
I can make it embarrassing to be seen outside.
I don't know how you can make it worse.
Oh, I could.
I'd like to see you try.
Key and Peele weird beard.
Who the fuck is your weird landlord?
Key and Peele Terry's.
Oh god, excuse me. I'm so sorry.
I didn't even hear you.
Can you play this?
Yeah, well, I'm not, you know, playing like. Yeah, I could have a beard like that.
That would be an improvement.
That'd be an improvement?
Yes, it would, babe. Yeah. Okay, babe, no, your beard looks like our front yard. After you clipped it.
What about that?
That's at least something to work with. It kind of looks like lace. And I like lace. I like lace.
I'm going to make it terrible. I'm gonna,
you can't make it worse.
I'm going to make it worse.
You cannot make it worse.
Trust me, I'm a professional. I can make shit bad.
Okay.
I can take a bad situation and make it worse.
You can do this, but I don't know if you can do that with your beard.
I can.
Or lack thereof. You love me.
I don't. Don't make me start going on like fucking, you know, week-long fucking hunting trips. I have a hunting license. I can just go do that.
If you bring home meat, I will cook it in a crock pot and make stews.
I'll go turkey hunting.
I'm not gonna cook. You can't stew. I'm sure you can, but you can't stew turkey.
Yes, you can.
Ew, I don't like turkey's nasty.
What are you talking about? Turkey's the best.
No, turkey tastes
turkey
like
stew. Oh, look at that. Fucking this hearty, savory stew uses leftover turkey and is packed with root vegetables and a rich, creamy herb broth. Ready under 1 hour, perfect for comfort food, and a chilly evening.
I have yet to taste turkey that tasted good in a meal, but if you send me that recipe and you bring me raw turkey, I will do my best. I'll give it a shot, but I'm not going to put rosemary in it because that's nasty.
One TSP of poultry seasoning.
That's fine, but I'm not going to put rosemary or thyme in it.
5 cups of turkey or chicken broth.
Got that?
Yeah, look at all the fun shit you can make with turkeys. I want like turkey leg drumsticks.
My mother overloaded everything with rosemary and thyme, and now I can't stand even the hint of it.
Turkeys are so fucking dumb. Like, turkeys and deer are, like, probably the easiest animals to fucking hunt.
Oh my god, there was a turkey that was wandering around for, like, 2 days because it got separated from its flock in the middle of where all the fucking merging is, and I felt so bad. I was just like, fuck. You got separated from your flock, and there's no way you're going to find him again.
They get ran over.
Eventually, yeah, and that is culling, but it's culling too much.
No, it's not.
No, it's too much.
Kill them fucking turkeys. Fuck them. Well, like, most people have never seen, like, a wild turkey. And it's like, they're everywhere.
Really?
They're everywhere.
So fascinated by a hint of wildlife. It's so fucking weird.
And they're like, they make the most obnoxious. Like, you think, like, the little gobble gobble, like, the. You know, you think that's endearing until you fucking hear it non-goddamn stop. And it's like, shut the fuck up. I think that's, like, why we found out the turkey was edible. We just started shooting them.
Oh,
and
my god,
like,
one time at our old house, a turkey, like, my old house, a turkey jumped up on the roof. And then we watched a fucking bald eagle appear out of nowhere, fucking slammed down, grabbed the fucker, flew off with it. And I'm like, that is what a apex predator is. And I was
that's
like,
America right there.
No, that was that was dinosaur versus dinosaur.
Bald eagles are great.
I respect predators way more than I respect herbivores. Herbivores are food. They're not like, they're dumb and they're food. They need to be treated with respect and they should have healthy lives and happy lives before I eat them, but they were still designed to be eaten. They're beneath me.
I'm glad that that womanizer Benjamin Franklin didn't get his wish and make the turkey the United States official bird.
Thank God for that. Like, seriously?
What's the official bird?
The bald eagle.
Bald eagle.
Oh, cool.
Courtney, what did you think our national bird was?
I quite honestly had no clue.
Every state has a bird, too. Yours is a quail.
Yeah,
what?
It's a quail.
Ours is a quail?
Yeah.
So our national bird is a quail. Our national flower is a golden poppy.
So you have a state flower, which is the poppy.
I miss California so much.
Your state bird is a quail, so you cannot go kill quails.
I don't know shit about Colorado. I refuse to be a transplant. I am an organ that is rejecting its body.
Well, tough. You live here.
I know, but I'm still rejecting it.
It's fine, you know. No. Colorado is pretty great.
Someone's being felt very strong anti-fucking attacking your own new organ. What the fuck is it called? The cells that attack your new organs? Is it your autoimmune system? Whatever, it brings down your fucking immune system, so it stops attacking your new organ transplant.
I mean, our state bird over here is the lark, and our fucking flower is a columbine.
I knew it was the columbine. Because my mom asked for seeds once, so I went to, like, an actual, like, fucking, what's it called when you go to, like, a planter shop, a nursery?
So
I bought her, like, a fuck ton of seeds. And, like, that day, so, like, okay, oh my god, this is hilarious. So that day, like, I did not feel like washing my hair, and I knew my hair was gross, so I put on, like, a nice dress, I put on a hat, and I put on a scarf. And so I show up, and I'm walking around, like, checking stuff, I'm, like, asking questions. And so I go to check out, and the dude there, he's, like, it's been so long since we saw a woman of your stature. I'm so honored that you would shop with us. And I was like, oh my god, what? I just didn't want to wash my hair. Like, that dude thought I was upper class, and I was like, what? No.
He's like, you usually send the help.
Yeah. No, I was just like, oh my god. Like, that is such, like, that's the age that, and he grew up in that age where, like, nobility came by.
He was just
and
being
you, like,
nice.
Worshiped them. No, I could tell it was different.
He was just being nice. That's what we do. when we work retail. We fuck with the customers. Like, if I saw, like, an 80-year-old lady coming in to buy, like, a fucking bottle of vodka, I'd be like, hey, young lady, can I see your ID? I know she's old enough to fucking buy the vodka, but I'll ask for the ID anyway. And she's like, ooh, and gives me her ID like a fucking, you know, giddy child. You know, every single time. I don't do that to old men because they'll be fucking, like, look at me like I'm a retard and be like, what the fuck? Dude, I'm like 100.
Old men exist for no evolutionary reason.
Old men exist to fucking just be like violent assholes. Like, and that's what the world sometimes needs. It's a violent fucking asshole.
I'm not going to continue the conversation.
It's fine. I'm a violent asshole. I get it. It's okay.
It's okay. I chose that.
You know, but... Yeah. Like,
thank you, Courtney.
I'm trying to be less of a violent asshole. It's not working.
You're doing your best.
But I am trying.
Like Winnie the Pooh best.
Like, I like.
Yeah, he has a long way to go.
I like guns and gay people. How about that? But, you know, it's like I don't like the fucking chronically homeless taking a shit on the sidewalk people.
I feel like you're as Republican as you're going to go, but please move on to the next subject.
All right. Well, we got some fucking stories and all kinds of crazy shit. Fucking New York City, fucking Zoran Mamdani, you know, the fucking, you know, guy that I don't like came up with a good idea, and I kind of fucking vibe with it. New York City Parks and Parks Department to offer free childcare for 500 kids across the city. There's millions of fucking kids across the city, but only 500 of them. For a parents' night out program.
I mean, it's a start, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's pretty fucking cool. Because there's, like, I'm sure a bunch of fucking parents that could really fucking use a night out and go support capitalism.
Yes. You know? No, seriously.
But free childcare for 500 families in New York, which is, you know, awesome. The activities for kids include games, sports, arts, and crafts led by trained staff at 5 recreation centers. So they're not just going to be at, like, random people's houses. They're going to be at, like, YMCAs and shit.
Okay. Well, that's still good.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Parents must register online by July 20th. Yeah, 2 days. To participate with spots granted on a first-come, first-served basis. There's going to be so many angry parents that did not get a spot.
No, this is, what's it called, a crowd breaker or something?
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, on Monday, July 13th, Mayor Zoran Mamdani, Parks Commissioner Tricia, that last name, announced the first-ever Parents Night Out program, which gives 500 parents and caregivers with children between the ages of 6 and 13 a free evening to themselves. So, not, you know, babies, but, you know, like, kind of manageable-ish children. So.
Sure.
You know, I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't think they've let the children know.
Oh, the kids will know, yeah. But it's going to be funny because there's going to be, you know, some of those 13-year-olds that are just going to be like little shit talkers, you know, be like, man, you ain't shit. You ain't my parents. Go fuck yourselves. And it's like, oh, hell. Yeah. Ugh. But, you know, if it, you know, works out well, it works out well. And that's awesome. You know.
Yep.
That's a nice, fun, you know, time. So, next news story. Spotify deletes 75 million AI-generated tracks, and it's not done yet.
Thank God for that.
I didn't even know they had fucking AI fucking tracks.
No, bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I stick with my own fucking, you know, like, playlist. Spotify purged the bot-driven tracks over 12 months to protect royalty pools. But AI music with genuine... creative intent remains allowed. Okay, so some AI shit is still getting through.
Yeah, if it's done properly and it's done, like...
if you're fucking...
There's a level of AI you have to accept, and my level is not your level. But eventually we'll be taking over.
Some of the songs I listened to, I didn't know were AI. So some of them weren't disclosed until recently.
Yeah.
That they were AI.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
No, it's super shitty.
Yeah, the platform still welcomes AI-generated compositions, provided the creators hold commercial rights, avoid unauthorized voice cloning, and show creative, genuine creative intent.
Which is very important.
So yeah, I guess like just a bunch of people can put out slop and fucking, you know, overloaded spotted Spotify.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
So yeah, that's fucking neat. Yeah, good on them. I feel bad for the fucking people that are, you know, working hard to create their own shit and are getting fucking crushed by AI, but you know, that's how it goes.
Plus, people sometimes don't like AI, so they'll definitely have an audience that won't like them.
I mean, I like, you know, people that create their own shit, so that's awesome. On to the next story. Keep it going. Brain implant helps paralyzed man to feed himself and drink from cup.
That is so exciting! Oh my god, I am so excited for this individual.
Keith Thomas can move arms and hands and feel sensation of touch after double neural bypass and months of training.
Yes, science and medicine, when they come together, is brilliant.
Yay.
A man who was paralyzed from the chest down in a swimming accident 6 years ago has been able to feed himself and drink from a cup thanks to a brain implant that bypasses his spinal cord injury. Okay, so they just kind of went around it.
I can't imagine the relief it must feel.
Keith Thomas of Manasquica, New York, could not lift his arms off his wheelchair when he agreed to the trial technology in 2021. Jesus, that has been a while. But after surgery to implant electrodes in his brain and after many months of training, he was able to move the limbs again.
That's amazing.
Researchers fitted Thomas with a brain-computer interface that not only helped him move his arms and hands, but also sent signals back to his brain to recreate the sensation of touch.
Yes.
He has since been able to feel his sister's hands and the fur from his pet dog.
Oh my god, I can't imagine being able to not feel my cat's fluff.
Remarkably, the technology appears to have partly rewired Thomas's nervous system, helping to restore some hand functions and sensations that remain even when the system is switched off.
The brain is a computer, and it will work with you.
It will. My dad, like, he said that, like, he actually used to be like that. He couldn't move his arms at all. He was paralyzed from basically the neck down. And, like, he said one day he ran a fever and he could move one finger. And it was, like, progressive, like, throughout, like, the first probably 10 years.
The brain is very plastic and will respond to so many different types of stimulation.
Yeah, now he can feel heat and stuff in certain areas. And, like, he can actually feel sensation now on his feet. Though it really sucks because now he has diabetic neuropathy. So now he can feel it. And it sucks for him. So I feel really bad.
It's like Kill Bill, like, wiggle your big toe.
No, not diabetic neuropathy in cats. Like, basically, it makes it so they can't walk. So basically, it makes them drop their hocks. So they walk on like a really long flat foot, like their back, like their toes to their back knee, as opposed to just walking on their toes. And it's like, aw, it's kind of cute to watch you walk now, but aw, you need insulin. And it, quite honestly, a lot of times it's completely reversible.
Really?
Yeah. No, once you get them control, okay, cats will spontaneously, once they're well managed, they will spontaneously, like, clear their diabetes and go back to being normal.
You know, humans can do it too.
Which is fucking cool. So humans, there are three different types of diabetes, but cats have a combination of all three.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My cat right now is doing getting an ice pack on her.
Oh, it's so good. It's so hot.
And I put some pain relief on my hand, so nice. Hopefully it starts working.
Oh, wow. So, like, this guy can, like, you know, independently scratch his nose and wipe his face and all kinds of shit. He wasn't able to, like, move his hands at all.
Oh, my God. That is so freeing and so, like, so good for your mental health. Like, I can't imagine losing the loss of a limb. Like, my limbs hurt all the time, but I'd rather them hurt all the time than completely lose sensation.
Yeah.
Like, that must be so freeing.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's New York Times, and they fucking paywall it, you know.
It's the New York Times. Of course they're going to paywall it.
There's a way you can get around that, but I forgot how to do it.
I'm not going to fucking go into the code and fucking take it down. You know, I'm sure they've thought about that, and I'm not going to give them a dollar a week. But yeah, pretty much the whole story was like a bunch of old ladies are cleaning up Cape Cod, and they're like going through and diving for fucking garbage and shit. And it's like, hell yeah. And they've removed 6,000 pounds of fucking trash.
Yes.
Cool.
And it's just like a bunch of old ladies. That's it. Like, and they're just like doing it for fun. So. And that, now I have some advice and am I the assholes? And we'll go ahead and end this episode. So on to advice by Dad Wundy. My ex-wife asked me to buy school supplies for all her kids, and I said no, but should I?
So all are her kids, not just his?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me read the story. My ex-wife and I have two kids together. We divorced when they were 2 and 11 months old. Co-parenting is 50-50. I pay a small amount of child support because I make a little bit more than she does. She married a man with 5 children already.
Oh, my God.
And had 2 more children with him.
That is a lot of kids.
She may or may not be expecting again, but who really knows? I don't always trust what comes out of her mouth because she's been crazy since meeting her husband. Before they had any children together, they could not afford all 7 kids between them. She even asked me if I would be willing to pay more child support.
Oh, hell no.
So they can provide better for the other kids.
Oh, hell no.
I said no, and I spoke to my attorney, and I offered to take the kids off her hand if she wanted more freedom. But she turned me down flat and turned me down any time I reply to her request for money with I'll happily take the kids. She tried to sue me for extra child support.
What the fuck?
But the other kids are not calculated in the child support.
They're not.
Neither is her husband, so I can't go to their household and then I can't go to their household income increase and let me off the hook. No, it's about our 2 kids and only both of us. My kids are taken care of, and that's all I care about.
Yeah.
My kids are good kids. They're the happiest with me, but still too young to have a say in that. They don't like their mom's house because it's so crowded and chaotic, and they don't have their own space. Their relationship with their step and half-siblings is indifferent.
Well,
I just don't interact with them, and it sounds like it's mutual on their part of their steps. My ex will tell me that giving more would change that and would make everyone happier, but it feels like her way of trying to make me pay for her choices and marry a guy with 5 of his own and having 2 more with
that
him.
Is intense.
When they can't afford 7, let alone 9. Jesus Christ, probably up to 10 at this point.
You know, that's intense.
Now we're on school supplies. I buy school supplies for my kids. They have their names on everything every year, and I make sure I keep them stocked with what they need. My ex and her husband relied on the class supplies last year and this year.
What?
Jesus. But they have to do the same again with the class supplies, and they were low. And a lot of this stuff broke easily, according to her, so she wants me to buy for 8 of the 9 children. It's 8 because the youngest has not started school yet.
Oh, my God.
I told her no, and she needs to reach out for a charity for help instead of me. I told her the offer is still out there for me to take the kids, but the answer is still no.
Yes.
She won't leave me alone and has tried to, you know, guilt trip and pressure tactic in the book. I care about none of it, but it leaves me wondering, what advice would you... Okay. Holy shit.
Like, I'm so sorry, OP.
I thought it would be like another like 2 kids. You know, like I wasn't expecting a whole fucking another slew of...
So this is a total of 9, right? If not penting 10.
Well, you know, 9...
they had 2 kids.
9 is including his kids.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So there's 7, you know, that have nothing to do with him. You know, probably 8, you know, on the way.
Okay, I'm assuming these other 5 also have mothers.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But, you know, this...
So they're doing their best as well. So OP's wife, ex-wife... has a lot of gall.
No, here's what it is. This dude likes sticking his dick in crazy. And
that, or they're trying to get money from the government.
I mean, it ain't gonna work.
No, it's not.
You know, you don't make that kind of fucking money. Keep meticulous records of all these conversations.
Yes.
I mean.
Sorry, OP, that sucks. But you need to hold your boundaries. And yeah, I feel like OP should have more time with the kids than the ex-wife does.
Yeah, I mean, she...
50-50 kind of rubs me a little raw.
I mean, that's how the courts do it.
I know.
Yeah, don't give in. Don't give her other kid. Like, it depends on what they need. You know, you can go to, like, you know, Goodwill and get them some basic shit. You know, get, like, a 20-pack of pencils and, like, some notebooks and be like, there you guys go. You know, some, like, you know, dollar fucking binders or whatever. But, you know, like, new shoes, new clothes, no, that's on fucking dad and, you know, the baby mamas. You know, sorry. Like, if it's, you know, basic shit, whatever. But, yeah, you know, that's a choice you made to have 7 kids.
Yeah, and that has nothing to do with OP.
Yeah.
Like, OP's ex-wife has a lot. Like, good God.
I only Someone says, I only communicate through a parenting app. Document all those requests to buy stuff for other kids. Yep. The next time she takes me back to court for more child support.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, OP, you know, if it was like 1 or 2 other kids, I'd say, yeah, go ahead and, you know, throw
no,
her
even
a fucking
that, bone. Not.
Throw a bone.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, because it is, you know, your kids, like, your brothers, your kids' siblings, and, you know, don't punish the kids. But, you know, it's like, at this point, it's like, yeah, you kind of fucking understand. And you, OP, you have nothing to do with these other, you know, 7 kids. They don't come and stay with you. You don't, you know, give them anything. That's not your job. So, yeah, you know, tell her to fuck off, you know. Be like, hey, I'll take the kids 100% and you don't owe me any child support. And you can, you know, come see them for, like, weekend visits or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, some stuff like that, you know, where it's like the kids come live with me full time and then you have extra room and a little bit less on your plate. And boom. I think that'd be fun. But good luck to you, OP. The fucking court system is not in your side.
Ugh. courts are never on your side.
Yeah, as a man, yeah, it's fine. But now, am I the asshole by not sure here? And I didn't read any of these up front. Am I the asshole for telling my cousin that's why you're single?
Absolutely not.
I love it. Yesterday, I went to the beach with my aunt and one of my cousins. I'm the youngest of the group at 37. Jesus Christ, a bunch of old people.
No, they're not. You're going to be 37 in, what, 3 years?
Two. Today, my birthday, we were celebrating early by going out to the beach.
Wait, am I 34?
Yes. I'm 35.
I'm that old? That's crazy. Oh my God, I'm so proud of myself. Continue.
Today is my birthday, and we were celebrating early by going out to the beach. Drinking was involved, which is likely why it blew up like it did.
Always.
We had been at the beach for a few hours, and at this point, we're debating extending our parking for a bit more time. My cousin, M, starts loudly trying to get me to turn around and look at a woman walking by. He was saying some pretty vulgar stuff like...
Wait, what gender is OP?
I think I'm a dude.
Okay, continue. Actually, gender doesn't matter. Continue.
But the cousin is a dude. My cousin starts loudly trying to get me to turn around and look at one of the women walking by.
Ew.
He was saying some pretty vulgar stuff, like, you know she likes it dirty and in the butt.
Ew!
And some other random gross comments.
What the fuck?
He was saying it loudly enough that she could hear when she passed and turned around
Ew!
And looked at us. I looked at him and said, this is why you're single.
That is why he's single. That's disgusting.
He kind of laughed and, you know, said something in an attempt to get me to clap back. But then said, you know, that's a hurtful thing to say, right?
Ew.
And I told him I wasn't really concerned with his hurt feelings after all the gross shit he said.
Well,
basically
not.
Basically catcalling a woman walking by.
He should feel ashamed.
This resulted in both of us shouting at each other and just packing up to leave. After dropping him off at his apartment, his mother, said I didn't need to be mean to him.
Oh my God. Golden child.
But like, if you're going to stand around shouting vulgar shit, don't be, you know, surprised Pikachu face when someone calls you out for it.
Precisely.
Was I really wrong? Am I the asshole because I said something I didn't care about his feelings?
What woman is going to find that attractive?
You know, not sure if this context is needed, but I'm 37 female.
Oh, that's even worse.
I mostly called him out because I was just grossed out by what he was saying. Oh, my God. Yeah, this guy is a fucking dickhead.
Okay, this went from men defending women to men ignoring women.
Holy shit.
What a piece of shit. He has baby mamas. He has at least 5 baby mamas, and he just picked up a mama that already had 2, and now they have a 3rd on the way.
Here's the thing. You know, you're the youngest at 37. You know, if someone...
Like the youngest of single people?
OP, the, you know, 37-year-old female, was the youngest person there. You know, if, you know, someone was like 40, you know...
Ew, this is a 40-year-old.
Probably.
Saying that shit out loud in public.
And a fucking single dude, too. It's like,
obviously, that's why this dude is single. OP is right. OP's cousin should feel ashamed of his own actions.
Holy shit.
But he's protected by his like, boy mama.
Like the longer and longer I think of it, like the worse and worse it fucking gets.
Yeah, no. This dude's in his fucking 40s.
It's like,
thank
you know.
Thank God he is single. Thank God some person isn't putting up with his bullshit. And tuning out and being like, oh no, he loves me. And it's like, girl, let's not love.
Let's see what the fucking comments say.
Yes.
Yeah.
His mom defending him is probably explains why he never learned better.
Yes.
Mama's boy, mama's boy. Everything is mama's boy. The fact that he did that in front of everyone, including his mom, tells me everything I need to know.
Yeah, I watched enough of TLC. I love a mama's boy. That show's amazing, though.
Yeah, everyone's saying not the asshole. Absolutely, OP, you're not the fucking asshole.
No, OP's a fucking star. OP stood up to the golden boy like props to OP.
Yeah.
round of applause.
Sometimes what you need is a fucking little, you know, slap down and, you know, getting put in your place.
Yep.
Okay. Now on to the last, am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for punching my boyfriend in his balls for tickling me? By Mercury Ghost 910.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm already going to say no, but continue.
I mean, it says punching my boyfriend in his jewels, but it's balls.
That's even better. So not the asshole.
A couple of days ago, I, 20 female, was in a bad mood.
Yeah, not the asshole.
She might be an asshole.
I
was laying on my boyfriend, 21 male's bed when he threw himself on top of me and started pinning me down. He said he wasn't meaning to tickle me, but I was indeed being tickled regardless of his hands being on my ribs or not. Anyway, during this time, probably 3 to 5 minutes, I was constantly saying stop and get off. I was trying everything I could do to get him off, like using my arms and legs, but he simply wasn't budging. At this point, I was extremely overwhelmed, couldn't breathe, and now internally freaking out because he wasn't stopping. I finally saw an opening, so I lightly tapped him on the balls.
Yes!
And this got him to stop and say, that's not cool, don't do that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's okay to cross OP's boundaries, but she can't cross his.
To which I responded, I will do it again.
Yes!
Stop. Then he proceeds to pin me down and tickle me.
Fuck yeah,
I saw another
balls.
Opportunity, and this time hitting him harder.
He didn't take the warning.
Thankfully, this did get him to stop, but then he got super upset with me for doing that. Now he's very set that I was in the wrong, and I'm set that what I did was justified.
It was!
You know,
No, my dad would do this to me all the time. He would start tickling to me, and I would start crying and begging him to stop because I hated being tickled because it hurt my brain, and he would do it anyway until literally I just learned to be completely still until he stopped. This is why I'm not ticklish, is because he would never stop, and I hated it. I hated being tickled. It hurt my brain so much. So fuck OP's boyfriend.
Well, I'm sad
she didn't kick him harder in the balls.
Let's finish. When we were talking about this later, he said he started doing this because he wanted to see me smile and feel better.
No.
Personally, I don't see why that would be a solution to make someone feel better.
Absolutely
considering
not.
Tickling is essentially a form of torture.
Yes, it is.
I expressed remorse because I never wanted to hurt him, even though I intentionally ball tapped him. I just wanted him to stop.
Yes.
He said he thought that everything was okay because I was laughing.
No, it's not.
But I was uncomfortable/nervous laugh that I always do when being tickled. He said it isn't ever cool, especially when I never gave him any signs that I wasn't having a good time.
Yes!
I told him to get off of me, raise my voice. I told him I was serious, and I feel like I shouldn't have to raise my voice to let him know I'm serious.
No!
Also, I did say, get off.
Yes.
Also confused because the first ball tap, not a warning. And to clarify, I absolutely agree hitting someone in the balls isn't cool in the slightest.
Yeah, of course not.
But it's not like I did it as, you know, a way to play around. I was freaking out and he wasn't listening.
Yes. And people only respond to pain. That is not a good person. I'm so sorry, OP's with that person. That's awful. I hate being tickled. And he completely disrespected her boundaries.
I love being tickled.
No, do not. You know how much I hate being tickled. No, you know when I go perfectly still, everything's wrong.
It depends on where I'm tickling you.
Okay, I can't deny that. But in general, I hate being tickled.
You don't like being tickled on your feet. That's it.
I don't like being tickled anywhere.
No, there's a spot that you're ticklish that you like.
That's different.
Oh, God.
That's different.
Well, no, not like that. It's behind her knee.
Oh.
Yeah, poor Courtney's like, oh, my gosh. You know, like right behind the knee, she's like very ticklish.
That's the one spot my dad never tickled me, so I don't have any resistance to it.
Yeah, that was probably too much for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I also learned that kicking was a good way to make it stop. I know one time I kicked Alex in the face, or I kicked Max in the face so hard that, like, it fucked up his eye, so he had to go to the doctor. And I was in a lot of trouble for a long time for that.
Why?
Because I hurt Max.
Oh my god, so stupid.
Max was the firstborn son. I wasn't allowed to hurt him.
You did max damage.
I wish I had made that fucker blind. I wish to God I'd made him blind. Too bad I didn't.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for this week. You know, we got... there's a college that's going to give college credits to disabled people for, you know, being in the Special Olympics in Florida.
So just like any person who goes into the Olympics, he gets special treatment?
No, college credit.
What's the difference? You can go to college if you're good at sports, right?
Yeah.
Which is weird. Okay, you know what? No, it's not weird, and I respect it. It's just kind of annoying when the rest of the time book smarts are looked down upon.
Well, I mean, it depends on the book smarts.
Well, no, book smarts don't make money on social media.
Yeah, college is what, you know, really brings in a lot of money to college.
I love
your sports brings in a lot of money to college.
I wouldn't go back to college, though. I hated tests. The rest of it was fun.
I mean, college isn't the thing for me.
It's not, which is why I went to college for 5 years and you didn't. You found a field that was much better towards you.
I found a field that's like, hey, you got 10 fingers that bend? And are you willing to, you know, put up with a bunch of horse shit? And it's like, yeah. It's like, all right, you're in. So, here I am, truck driver. But we'll see you all next week. Until then, bye.
Bye.